Welcome to Mad Tech Daily, your source for cutting-edge ad tech news. I'm your host, Dot, and today we're diving into some fascinating developments in the industry. First up, a significant development in Google's antitrust case. A US federal judge is analyzing Google's dominance in the AI sector, as final arguments were heard in the Department of Justice's antitrust search case against the tech giant. During closing arguments, Judge Amit Mehta specifically questioned both Google and the Department of Justice about whether limiting Google's influence in emerging AI-driven search could be an effective remedy. The DOJ maintains that Google's control over traditional search is already shaping how we'll access information in the future, particularly through AI platforms. Their attorney, David Dahlquist, suggested that potential remedies would create opportunities for new competitors, describing generative AI as the new search access point. In publishing news, the New York Times has struck its first commercial agreement centered on generative AI with Amazon. This licensing deal allows Amazon to integrate Times content across its AI platforms. Times CEO Meredith Kopit Levien emphasized that high-quality journalism is worth paying for, and that this deal ensures their work is valued appropriately. Meanwhile, in the UK, a heated battle over AI and copyright is set to continue in the House of Lords. The dispute centres on finding balance between technology companies and creative industries. Ministers face strong opposition from peers supporting artists, with tensions only increasing. While the debate focuses on AI, the real issues are fundamentally human: jobs, ownership, and the value of creative work. Former Meta executive Sir Nick Clegg argues that requiring prior consent from all rights holders would hinder AI innovation in the UK, while opponents like filmmaker Berenice Biban-Kidron contend that creators' rights are being sacrificed for unchecked technological advancement. That's all for today's Mad Tech Daily. I'm Dot, thanks for listening, and I'll be back tomorrow with more insights from the rapidly evolving world of ad tech.